Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Larry King.
The famous talk show host.
That's right, he's a 3-5 generator. He's on the right angle cross of contagion, the quarter of mutation. Fourth color, left fixed. He's got an unconscious 4629 and a conscious 1949 with a 19 also unconscious.
Now, I'll tell you, looking at him, I really was aware of a dichotomy of with his life, because one of the jokes about him is, how many times has he been married? Seven times.
Eight times to seven women.
Eight times to seven women, and yet, talk about someone who's been on the air for how many years? Very consistent.
Years.
And look at this cross of contagion. It's about direction. It's about making a commitment to a direction. So the commitment he makes is to his career, his direction, because if you keynote his channels, the 4629 and the 1949, it's success in getting your needs, man. But not to his marriage, you know, not to women in his life. He hasn't been able to make that commitment because he's got the 29-5 design son saying yes. Overreach, you know?
He has that actually twice.
Yeah, isn't it funny when you look and see someone who's so consistent, because over all these years and all the interviews,
60,000, they say. He did 60,000 interviews on CNN, on that television show. Yeah, I mean, he's such an interesting fellow. I mean, one thing that I find interesting is that he's got two channels in companionship with Oprah.
Yes.
Right? And this ability with this open throat, you know, he wanted to be on the radio from the time that he was young, right? And he's such a 3-5. I mean, he takes the bus to Miami and, you know, he's working, you know, doing cleanup and stuff like that. And one of the guys doesn't show up, so they put him on the radio, right? He can't say a word. What I guess he did was he just turned up the music because he just was completely speechless. And that the guy that ran the radio came in and looked at him and said, this is a communicating business, right? And so
there was nobody there with him to find his throat.
Well, he turned down the radio, and then he talked about what happened to him, right? That was the only thing that he could do. And from then on, I mean, he just clicked. It really worked for him. And so he did radio until he got into the television business. But
no, I think so interesting with this open throat is, you know, I think very much you are who you're with. You know, that his ability, because open head ajna, so intellectual, lots of interests, lots of, you know, things like that.
Oh, he said, the less I know in advance, the more curious I am on the air.
Right,
and
right.
I think, you know, he was really known for this very direct but non-confrontational way of dealing with the people that he was interviewing, that he would ask them easy, open-ended questions so that, really, I think this is the fact, he doesn't have the two. He lets them really bring the direction, right? He fuels the whole thing, and that many people that wouldn't go on any of these talk shows would come to his because they knew they were going to be able to present themselves, right? Their direction, right?
Well, talk about 10 fifth lines. Is he seductive, you know? And when you look and see, well, what would he like as far as connections? The 13th gate of the listener would connect up that channel, you know, and get it to his throat. So he listening to people. And then when I was thinking about his relationships and stuff, what would make him a single definition is the 59th gate. And with a 3-5 profile, that's very trial and error, bonds made and broken, short-term relationships. But that, you know, talk about his focus being on this sexuality, you know, this strategy, this energy of intimacy, you know, and 6th gate, fourth line. So very friendly in the intimacy, being opened or closed to intimacies. But
well, I want to go back to this, you know, being so seductive, because you know, we just saw him recently on Craig Ferguson. He's not somebody that I watched much of, and I mean, he's 77 years old, and it's like He is seductive. I mean, he's just kind of the strange-looking guy in his, in his suspenders and his glasses. And I mean, he's not particularly attractive in that way, but his energy and he's like a little elf or something, right? I mean, it was so interesting to just watch him and then, look at this chart and say, oh, right, he's got 10 fifth lines, and so he just seduces everybody around him, obviously including these women, right? I mean, I think the last wife is the longest, and she's the first one to make it to double digits. I mean, I guess she was like crowing because, I mean, it's got to be something to be, his eighth wife, right?
Well, interesting, when he was on Craig Ferguson, why he retired, because he has this energy, as we saw. He said because he wants to make a commitment to his children. I guess he has two
He
young
has, yeah,
children or something.
he has a couple of young children, and he's a 1949. I mean, he's tribal, so yeah,
I mean,
just
it hasn't really worked before, but for some reason,
well,
he's
he's.
making this commitment to these kids and taking it away from that career, I think, that he has had for all these years. And going, hey, I'm 77 and I'm tribal, so he has this, kind of family orientation, territory, progeny type of, energy.
I thought it was interesting that he also has this, the 42nd gate of the fourth line, right? The middleman, the mediator, the team player. I mean, there's so much about him that really is this whole thing about getting in this experience with these people. He gets out of his own way. I mean, that 4629 is completely unconscious, right? And really then this ability to just, I think, really enjoy himself. I mean, I think obviously, to do 60,000 interviews, right,
Oh yeah,
over
no.
25 years, this was an experience from the very beginning that he really enjoyed the people.
No, he made a commitment to it, and that's what brought him success and has given him the 46-4 impact, And I mean, I've seen him interview. I remember watching him interview Marlon Brando. At Marlon Brando's house, Marlon Brando never did interviews. And he and Larry King talk about having the eighth gate, third line, personality, earth, the phone, perfected intimacy. Marlon Brando was so intimate with these details about peanuts and farming and stuff like that. And Larry's there, and, it was quite charming. So, and here's Larry with his open splenic center, with a, what, 50th gate, second line determination about survival, about making it. And what is necessary for that was his process of mutation. He's in the quarter of mutation.
Right. Well, I like, he has the 30th gate, fifth line, twice.
Right, irony.
And this whole thing about irony, and that's also part of, having watched him, it's like part of that seduction is that he is so ironic about things. I mean, that's kind of that sense of humor, right? It just makes you relax in a certain way, right? It's really, I mean, I can see how this fifth line, of really working so well with strangers, right? And that they just kind of relax into this thing with this guy, and that, he just
14th gate, third line, service, selfless contribution, so they would feel that he's all about them, and he's discovered a lot over the years with
Oh
that three
yes, he
five,
definitely has.
discovery.
Well, at 38, basically, he was a self-confessed addicted gambler. He was unemployed. He was broke. He owed
At 38?
at 38, and he owed $352,000, which, in 1971 or whatever that was. And I think this is this whole thing about overreach. I think it's
Right,
the
the nodal.
14-1, in detriment, trying to throw money at things and learning as a 3-5, really, coming out of that place.
Oh yeah, I was actually looking at that 14-1 detriment, throwing money at his wives. Here, look, I said I would. I overreached, and here's some money. here's some resources, go away. But as you're pointing out, because I didn't know this gambling problem, 38, you know, where he goes, that nodal structure up to practical needs, mm-hmm. the 49.5, and how ironic with the 35 in his north node. You know, and that's the 29.5, the south node, which is overreach in what? This, you know, kind of gambling.
Well, I mean, he's going to do specials now. It'll be fun to see. I mean, his beginning, you know, this third line of bumping into things, right? I mean, he goes to Miami. He gets this opportunity, right? Jackie Gleason ends up coming to Miami. And, you know, anyway, Jackie Gleason was his mentor. He went to this restaurant and started just interviewing the waitresses and anybody in the restaurant. And the first celebrity that came in was Bobby Darin. So, you know, he just bumped into people, bumped into these opportunities, and, you know, has really parlayed uh-huh. that into, you know, an amazing, amazing
right, that career, 49, right? 46, 29, kismet being in the right place at the right time, succeeding or failing, you know, based on that. And it's just, because it's unconscious, I think, oh, it just kind of happens like that serendipity, you know?
Right, right.
So, well, Teresa, very interesting Larry King.
Yep.
So I think it's time to say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.